All right, if you would turn to the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, we're going to try to finish up our study in the book of Daniel. We've been about a year on this book. We're thankful that the Lord has given to us the study of this book. It's a wonderful book. It gives us so much information. It gives us a lot of hope, as it did Daniel. The time that he lived in was filled with all kinds of in his day, world upheavals, changes of world leaders, all kinds of things. But one thing about Daniel is he stood firm, he stood steady, he didn't let these things upset him because he had a purpose in life, and that purpose was to serve the living God. So Daniel, we're going to read Daniel 12, 1 through 4. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Now Daniel, who we're told in the New Testament by the Lord Jesus Christ, as a prophet, we are told that he's a prophet, has been given much revelation, and he's been given that revelation to pass along to us under the power of the Holy Spirit to record that revelation in the book that is told here in this passage to be sealed. But this revelation is about his nation and his people. It's recorded in this book as 70 weeks of years, 490 years are given of thy nation. And Daniel was privy to this because of his willingness to hear the word of God. Daniel's been a faithful servant. He's been divinely used to record this revelation for not only himself, but for all of us throughout the generations. But here we see in this passage that there is a limit as to what Daniel is to record, for here in this passage he is told by the angel to stop recording and to seal the book. When that happens, we know that the book will end soon, for there is no further revelation given to Daniel other than what's been given already, and he's been told to seal the book. But Daniel understands from this revelation that knowledge of what he has been given will increase. It says here that knowledge will increase. Seal up the book, but knowledge will increase at the time of the end. For many shall diligently investigate the end times in light of what Daniel has received. You know, that's a lesson for us to learn, that prophecy is like that. God gives only what we can bear. And he told Daniel to seal up the book. No more will be given. And we learn from these words and other words of the scriptures that only when events unfold will we completely understand prophetic utterances. We have to be careful of all of the books that have been written that are designed to attract the reader, designed to sell books, books that are filled with all kinds of surmisings and guesswork, because God has not revealed much to us in the prophetic utterances, but he has revealed much to us for our benefit and what we can bear. Now, it's clear in this passage that this is how God intends for us to understand prophecy, for this book is to be sealed up but later opened up to those living at the time of the end, those who are living in the 70th week of years, that time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Knowledge shall increase during that time, we're told. This is what this phrase, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased, describes. The knowledge of prophecy will be unfolded in the 70th week of years. So there is a connection here. We can't just take this passage and isolate it, but we should connect this passage of running to and fro and the increase of knowledge to what is taking place at the end time, the time of Jacob's trouble. Daniel 12:3 speaks of teachers turning many to righteousness. Talks about them as shining brightly as the stars and turning many to righteousness. Daniel 4:12-4 speaks of many running to and fro and increasing knowledge. The point that the angel who instructs Daniel is making here is that when the end time comes, knowledge of what is sealed up will be found out by these preachers of righteousness. Now, if we look through other translations, we can get perhaps a better sense of this. Darby translates verse 4, many shall diligently investigate, and knowledge shall increase. Fawcett says, many shall diligently peruse it, and knowledge shall be increased. Pearson says it this way, many shall read and review the book, and knowledge shall increase. So Daniel was told in his time to shut up the words. He was told to seal the book, even to the time of the end, at which time, when the prophecy and the vision is fulfilled, many will examine those prophecies carefully, and the knowledge of them will increase. That's what we believe this means. It's not necessarily meaning what we see today, the great expanse of knowledge, but this is knowledge of the Word of God. This is knowledge of the prophetic utterances of the Word of God. Now today we have a sense that things are moving faster toward the time of Jacob's trouble. I certainly sense that. Now I may be wrong. There have been people that have sensed that for centuries, but it certainly seems to be in the air. There's a sense that the time of Jacob's trouble is near. And we always examine events that come on the scene in light of the book of Daniel, in light of the book of Revelation, in light of the book of Daniel. And as these times unfold and more events come to pass, the book of Daniel will open up more and more, and knowledge that God's plan is being perfectly carried out will increase. You know, that's the way prophecy is. We don't understand it all. We get a broad outline of what's to take place, and then God fills in the details as time goes on. It's easy to see the worldwide movement of the Muslims. The Muslims, remember, are the people of Abraham's son Ishmael, the son of the bondwoman. The battle is between the promised son and the son of the bondwoman. That battle continues today, and that battle will be prominent in the 70th week of years. So we see the Muslims' expectancy. I read that last week. We see the Muslims' expectancy of the coming of their Messiah. And this opens up to us in a real way that which is given to us in the book of Daniel. They have their Messiah expectancy. The Jews have their Messiah expectancy. And of course, we have our Lord Jesus Christ's coming expectancy, do we not? Well, we know that the Muslims' Messiah is Satan himself, Satan incarnate, comes in the form of Antichrist, that which opposes Christ, but he comes alongside of Christ. So today, we continue to have a view through a dark glass. We don't have a clear glass, but during the time of tribulation, it will be to those living a view through a glass clearly. Events will unfold quickly. They will say, oh yes, that's what God was saying. That's how God said that. This is perfectly coming about as God said it. Now Israel today is blind to the truths of the book of Daniel, but the day is coming when many Jews will read and understand, even as the Lord Jesus Christ predicted in Matthew 24:15, which is, of course, a book that the Jews reject today. He spoke this way, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains." So Jesus Christ is telling the Jews of the 70th week, when this take place, go to the book of Daniel. This will open up your eyes. This will verify me, and it'll verify Daniel as coming about. Now, we're 2,500 years closer to this time than that of Daniel. We have the benefit of knowing the New Testament. We have the benefit of knowing the book of Revelation. The Lord said to John in Revelation 22:10, "Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." Daniel was told to seal the book. John was told to not seal the book. The opening up of prophecy to our minds and to our hearts is in the New Testament. So all that was sealed up to Daniel and the Jews of that day is now being unveiled to believers. So with the book of Revelation, we can have a better understanding of the book of Daniel. And even in our day, in the church, the knowledge of Daniel is increasing among believers, but as to the Jews, they remain in darkness as to the truths of this book. But during the time of Jacob's trouble, this is all going to change as they will diligently investigate its pages, and knowledge of its truths shall be increased. That's what Daniel has been given here in the 12th chapter. Now, the knowledge, the prophecy of the book of Daniel will be of great value to those living in the last times, for it will give insight into the events unfolding around them, and of most importance, it will give the message of deliverance. And it is a message that will keep hope alive. My, how hope is going to be squelched, or the hope of hope is to be squelched during that time. But the reading of the book of Daniel is a book of hope. And during that time, it will give a message of deliverance, a message of hope. And most likely, the book of Daniel will be one of those widely read books in the last days. For the Lord says that it will, when he says that knowledge of it shall increase. Look to verse 5 through 7. "Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river." Now, these are two angels, and he is observing two angels, one on each side of the river. "And one said to the man clothed in linen," this is a third personage, "which was upon the waters of the river." So you have an angel on this side and this side with a personage in the middle of the river. The question is asked by one of the angels, "How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Now, Daniel does not speak here, but he is simply observing. He is looking. He sees this event at the river. There stood on the both sides of the river Tigris an angel, and in the midst of the river, there was one to whom a question was asked. And most Commentators believe that the one in the midst of the river was the Son of God, the one that was revealed in chapter 10 of Daniel in all his glory, in all his splendor, for this is the one to whom the question was posed. How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? Now he's talking about the time of trouble, Jacob's time of trouble in the 70th week of years. The response to this question came from this one who raised both hands, his right hand and his left hand, in the midst of the river, raising those hands to the heavens, and he swore by the one who lives forever, God the Father, Almighty God, that the end of these wonders would come after a time, a times, and half a time, and it's generally understood this to mean a period of 3 1/2 years. But we're told here there is more to be done than just the lapse of 3 1/2 years, for the one in the midst of the river adds this phrase, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. So we see what is to be done during these 3 1/2 years. We see the purpose of these 3 1/2 years. And that purpose is that the power of the holy people is to be scattered. Now that word scattered means to dash to pieces. It means to be beaten in sunder. It means to be broken. It means to be shattered. So there is a breaking of the power of the people, of the holy people. Now, Daniel earlier has been told of Jacob's trouble. He has been told of Israel's deliverance. But now he is told not only the duration of the trouble, 3 1/2 years, but he is told the purpose of the trouble. Now, the purpose of the time of trouble that takes 3 1/2 years, a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, is to break, to dash to pieces the power of the holy people. Can you imagine that? But that's what it says here in the book of Daniel. Now we look at the people of Israel today, and they try to project themselves as strong people. Its military force has no equal in that part of the world. Up to now, they've been able to defend themselves from onslaught, and they have a military that is well-armed, well-equipped, because it is allied with our own country and depends upon not only their power, but our power to continue its existence. But Israel today is a nation in unbelief. And deliverance will not come about by God making them strong, but by God making them weak. That's what we're told here in the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel. He's going to scatter the power of the holy people. He will do this in those 3 1/2 years by using wicked men. He is going to use the crown jewel of wicked men, the Antichrist, the epitome of what Satan can produce, and he's going to use that simply to shatter the power of the holy people. Now, we all know from our study of the New Testament, we all know that the Jews of Jesus' day were proud and arrogant people who rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, and that pride and arrogance continues to this day. For having rejected the true Messiah, they continue to look for a Messiah that meets their set of qualifications. That's the same situation that they had in the time of Christ. Christ didn't, his resume wasn't good enough. His resume did not match what they had prescribed, and they continue to look for a Messiah that meets their set of qualifications. Now, that Messiah will be sent by Satan, but we are told here that God will simply use that Messiah to do his bidding, for God still operates on the principle that whoever exalts himself shall be abased. Do you believe that? My, how the world is so proud of itself, and how human beings are so proud of themselves, in spite of the fact that the principle of God is that if you exalt yourself, you will be abased. So they are to be abased. During the time of Jacob's trouble, God will abase the holy people. Why? To punish them? No. To bring them to a place of humility. And that place of humility will be followed by exaltation, for when the power of the holy people is to be broken, then and only then shall a nation be born in a day. What happened to you when you were born again? Were you not abased? Didn't you fall on your face? Now, you may not have done it literally, but spiritually you fell on your face before God, asking God to break you that ye might be lifted up. That's the new birth experience. And that's what is to take place with the nation of Israel. You know that Israel is to be God's bride, but Israel, like any rebellious sinner, trusts in her own self-righteousness and self-sufficiency. She trusts in her own strength, but we're told in the New Testament that God's strength is made perfect in weakness. And therefore, in order to save Israel, God will bring the nation into the most terrible time of her national existence. He will cause any strength that she boasts of to be weak. They will find that their power will not sustain them, and they will be abased as any sinner is abased in order to be saved. So like any sinner, Israel must come to a place where they see their self-righteousness simply as filthy rags, and they come to an end of clinging to themselves. That's the nature of salvation, is it not? So during the 3.5 years, God intends to break this people. He intends to shatter their power, and he intends to turn them to him for salvation. He is using the age-old method that God always uses, working with men to shatter their pride, to abase them before God, before they're born again. So God tells us that it will take 3.5 years to break this people, to shatter their power, and turn them to faith in the Messiah whom they have rejected. It says in the scriptures, they shall look on him whom they have pierced. Daniel 12:8-13. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Daniel is asking for more. I want more. I want more information. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. He's basically saying, Daniel, it's none of your business. I've told you to seal the book. You asked this question, but there's no more information. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. So Daniel asks this question, what shall be the end of these things? His question is turned aside. He's again reminded that further words are closed up until the time of the end, but the angel does give some information about the end time, about that time of judgment. He tells him that it's a time of purification, but it's also a time where the wicked will continue to do wickedly. You know, the wicked continue to do wickedly in the face of destruction. The Proverbs tells us that the proud will continue to be proud in the face of destruction. And those who exhibit a haughty spirit will continue to show that haughty spirit as they fall to their destruction. The wicked shall continue to do wickedly, for none of the wicked understand what God is doing, and they will persist in their sin. You know, we've been given light. Those who have trusted in Christ are among the wise. We know what God is doing. But the wicked do not want to know what God is doing, and they continue to do wickedly. This is given to us in 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Doesn't take much to take care of the Antichrist. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them with strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had no pleasure in unrighteousness. You know, God does not force truth into the hearts of men. Didn't do it in that day, nor will he do it in this day. But verse 10 tells us, the wise shall understand. So we have a contrast here. The wicked continue to be wicked, the wise understand and welcome the news. The contrast is that God blinds the eyes of the wicked that they cannot see from the truth, but those that are wise will understand what is taking place. The angel then gives more detailed information concerning the time of trouble to come, and it has to do again with a 3.5-year period plus 30 days and then 45 days more. For he says, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Now, 3.5 years is considered to be 1,260 days, so there's an extra 30 days on this. And then he says, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days, and then you have another 45 days added to that. So because, and that's the time where this blessing occurs, there's a blessing that takes place on the 1,335th day, and from this we can infer that the time of trouble is complete. The time of Jacob's trouble, the terrible time, is complete, and this 30-day period and this 45-day period perhaps mark times of cleansing. There are other passages in Scripture that talk about a long period of time, almost a 6-month time period for cleaning up the earth from the time of trouble, because it takes such a long time because of the terrible events that have occurred. We're told that the daily sacrifice, which indicates that there will be a sacrificial system during that time, It's taken away in the middle of the 70th week of years, which begin the time of Jacob's trouble. And then following that time, there is a period of mopping up, let's say. That's what we would call it in today's parlance, of mopping up. So we see then that Daniel is not completely satisfied because he asks for more information. He is told that no more information is going to be given. But then he's told by the angel to continue on his way. And that's a wonderful thing for God to tell us to continue on our ways, because our ways please him. And Daniel's ways pleased God, and he was told to continue on his way of faithfulness and service. And then he also ends this book with a telling of that his time of rest is near. But then there is reference to the resurrection, because it's told here that he shall stand in his lot. Now that lot means a portion. That lot means a reward. That lot means a reward at the end of his days. And Daniel was given great hope in this book, as well as we get much hope in this book, because we simply see that death is an entrance into our rest, and death is a continuation of our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Daniel is given that hope that he will rise from the grave to receive the blessings which God had promised. So the prophecies of God's word, in which Daniel found comfort and courage, were certain, because he is told here that he will rise from the dead and he will receive his allotted portion at the end of this age. We have great hope. Our hope is certain, because our hope is built upon the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're so blessed as Christians to know the end from the beginning. The wicked will not receive the end from the beginning. They continue to do their wickedness, but the wise shall understand in the end times. Father, we are so thankful you've given to us the study of this book of Daniel. We're prepared, Father. We look for thy appearing. We certainly are encouraged, Father, that we're not appointed unto wrath. We believe that we will be taken up before this great time of trouble, which concerns the Jew and the nation of Israel and the world. But we long for thy coming, Father, and we thank you so much for the hope that lieth within us. Bless us now as we go to our service, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.